Your blessing is in the appointed place. Amen? Every blessing God has planned for every of his children is where? In an appointed place. So you must find your appointed place of work, your appointed place of investments. Because in your appointed place, God has already pre-provided divine authority for you to become an overcomer there. Amen? Paul said, with every open door, there is what? A devil. There's an adversary. So, if God gave you a place, and you know there's going to be devil there, and you find yourself in the wrong place, that's double tragedy. So find out where God has appointed for you to walk, to live, and to be. And when you do, you will continue to be and enjoy and flourish as an overcomer. Amen? Praise the Lord. God's a good God. Every child of God is a kingdom star. But if you're in the wrong place, it becomes impossible for you to shine. God is a good God. Your God is a good God. You are welcome to breakthrough service. This service is for breakthroughs. Amen? It is never too late to be right. What did I say? It is never too late to be right. So if you find yourself in the wrong place, ask the Holy Ghost to reposition you. Amen? Whether if you're already married, don't get divorced, ask God for grace to stay. Amen? If you're not married yet, ask God to put you in the right place, give you the right man, give you the right woman, so that you can overcome all the time. Amen? Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 and 13. As an eagle stirreth up her net, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flint rock. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 to 13. As an eagle, the Bible there is talking about Abraham. God called Abraham and directed him where he should be. You see, the emphasis here is the eagle. Because Abraham believed in God, he followed the divine instruction of God like an eagle. Eagles are noted for riding with the winds. Eagles, they don't flap their wings. They stay on top of trees. They stay on top of mountains. They watch out for the direction of the wind. And when they get the direction of the wind, what they do is just soar into it and they ride with the wave of the wind. How many of us know that the Holy Ghost is the wind? The Holy Ghost is the wind of God. Amen? You are living by the breath of God. When God made man, he put his breath upon you. And life came into us. That's the Holy Ghost. If you are in the right place, you will ride the wings of glory by the leading of the Holy Ghost in your appointed place. So it is important for you to be in the appointed place. Very important. The Lord alone did lead Abraham and was attracted. He was not attracted to any strange God. The Bible says that there was no strange God with him. If there is a strange God in your life, if there are certain things you do that are not of God, then the glory and the power of God will not work for you. You may even be in the right place, but if you are doing the wrong thing, then you tie the hands of God, you tie the hands of the angels of God, you tie the hands of the providence of God to work for you. Hallelujah. So when you allow the leading of the Lord alone in your life, you are heading to higher places. You become top of the topmost top. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 32 that we saw before, verse 13 says, he made him to ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. When you are in your appointed place, when you follow instructions, the things of God, the plans of God, we always work for you. Hallelujah. It is very important. Every child of God is a spiritual eagle. Amen? Every child of God is a spiritual eagle. And if you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, you will ride with the wings of the Holy Ghost to the topmost of the top. Amen? God's a good God. So your glorious destiny, everybody's glorious destiny, is tied to an appointed place. Your astounding success is tied to where? An appointed place. And you just, if you miss it, you know how terrible it is. The appointed place is your place of glory. It's a place God has set aside for you. And every appointed place, you will always succeed because you will be led by the Holy Ghost. You will not be leaning on your own understanding. All your ways, you will acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Romans 8, 14 also says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are who? They are the sons of God. So your struggle must finally end this week in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your struggle in life must end this week as you follow divine directives in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, you will allow yourself to be carried by the winds, by the wind of the Holy Ghost. Your appointed place, your appointed place, your appointed place is your place of security. It's your place of dignity. It's your place of posterity. It's a place where you will succeed. It's a place you can stand at the gate of your house and tell the enemy, no way you can come here. Hallelujah. So everything that makes you colorful, everything that God has preplanned for your glory is where in your appointed place. God's a good God. Your greatness is tied to a place. Your greatness is tied to a place. You see, Peter was called by God. He walked with Jesus. And he was assigned to the Israelites. He was not assigned to go and minister to the Gentiles. And every attempt he made, he had issue. Also, Paul was not assigned to minister to the Israelites. He was assigned to the Gentiles. Amen? And in the Gentile field, he succeeded extremely. Everybody what has an appointed place. Jesus, when he came, he said, I am called to the lost house of what? Israel. He only ministered in Israel. And when that Greek Syrophoenician woman tried to request for her daughter to be healed, Jesus turned her down. And Jesus Christ said, how can the children's bread be given to the dogs? But the woman, because of her faith, seeing what Jesus has done, believing who Jesus is, he said, even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall on the ground. Jesus said, I have never seen such a great faith in Israel. He said, be done unto you according to your request. And the daughter was delivered. Everybody has an appointed place. Amen? For now, Newark, New Jersey is our appointed place for this ministry. I've made an attempt to leave, but I've never succeeded. Amen? So find out your appointed place. Where has God appointed for you? Is this the church God has appointed for you? Then you must sit down and be a part of what God is doing so that you can flourish. Hallelujah. Everybody's destiny is tied to an appointed place. May you never miss your appointed place in the name of Jesus. May you never miss your appointed place in the name of Jesus. We also understand that in this kingdom, it is access to divine instruction that will make you to stand out. In the kingdom of God, your access to divine instruction will make you distinctive. We promote you. We exalt you. Amen? If you listen to divine instruction, you will be exalted by God. There is no father who is happy or mother who is happy when the children are rebellious. But if you have a child that follows your instruction, you will always accommodate such a child better than children that are rebellious. Isn't that so? You are a father, you are a mother. You know one of your child is very obedient to you. If that child happened to make a mistake, maybe the mother is castigating that child. You, the father, will begin to defend that child. Is that not so? Secretly. Have you ever been guilty of that? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. It says, Proverbs 4, 11 to 13. It says, I've taught you in the way of wisdom. I've led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, access to divine instruction will make you to become a distinction. We push you out. The glory of God will come upon you. Access to divine instruction is what defines the quality of any man's life as a child of God. Your struggle in life will end when you accept divine instruction and begin to walk in it. Today, may you receive divine instruction to walk in it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Your glorious destiny is tied to a particular place. The first place you should find out is your place of work, your place of investment, the place where God has put you to do business. Is that clear? A particular, the next one is your place of worship. Everybody say place of worship. We saw that in Abraham, that our sacrifices are tied to a particular place. Let's look at Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. He said, then he said, Genesis 22 verse 2 to 4. Genesis 22, 2 to 4. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. God directed him to a place of sacrifice on a journey for 3 days. Amen? We cannot just offer our sacrifices or give our tithes and offering anywhere. You must be led by God. You must know in your spirit that this is where God wants me to sow my seed. No wonder a lot of people are sowing seed all over the world and nothing is coming forth. I've been guilty of it. Please, I'm not against it. I see TV. Oh, Mike Mudock. Sow a seed of 1,000. So I'm not, please don't misunderstand. I'm just giving an example. My wife and I, we have sold several thousands and nothing came forth. Amen? Amen? Nothing came forth until I found who my pastor is, until I found who my prophet is. Anytime I sow seed into them when I have issues, before the money leaves my house, the issues resolved. Amen? I was to lose something very important, and I'm supposed to give a pledge of 1,000. The money was not really forthcoming, and the devil came in. There were issues, legal issues and everything. I told God, I said, God, I don't have the money now, but you are going to bring it. I wrote a check for 1,000. I said, God, here is it. In the name of Jesus, I prayed over that check, empty check. But God knew I would get the money. Prayed over that money. I said, God, you asked me. I prayed over that money, put it in the mail. I need to take 2 or 3 days to get there. Before then, God provided the money. And what happened to the case? It died as if it never happened. Is that clear? You must find your appointed place of worship. Amen? I go to several ministries. When I find out who my pastor is, even as I'm thinking about him, the anointing of God flows over my body. You must find who, where your appointed place of worship is. Hallelujah. There are some of you here, you call me and say, Pastor, so and so. I would just say, it cannot be. And once I've said it, because it's coming from my inner soul, that's the way it's going to be. Amen? Oh, Pastor, they say, oh, my jaw. I say, no, it cannot be. Go. How? Because you are in your appointed place. And the person in your appointed place is issuing instructions. Praise the Lord. When the disciples, when Jesus was about to be killed, now it was only Jesus. Jesus was the only one appointed to be put on the cross. Then Jesus asked all the people that came, who do you want? They say, Jesus. He said, then let these ones go. Amen? Because when you are in your appointed place, you will always succeed. Every word you speak will always be authority, so long as you are led by the Spirit of God. Amen? God is a good God. God is a good God. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13. Deuteronomy 12, 13. Everybody, open to it. Okay, write it down. It says, take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offering in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Amen? You see, God gave a divine directives, offerings and burnt offerings, tithes, pledges. You don't throw it all around. You must find out the right place, because when you throw your seed into the right place, it will always succeed for you. Praise the Lord. Let me also give you a testimony. When we were going to buy, the monitor. No, we were looking for 5,000 in the church. And a brother here, I know he's very busy now. He will come back when it's available. A brother here, he was told, they gave him a letter to be deported. And he came to me, I prayed with him, I said, look, go back. They are going to invite you for an interview. And they really invited him. And the brother was smart. The following Sunday, he came to church. And we're talking about this. The brother said, Pastor, I'm going to sow a seed of 1,000. He said, I said, okay, I have faith. He brought the following seed, I think on a Wednesday or so. Guess what? Within 2 weeks, they reverted it. He didn't go for an interview. They mailed him his green card. Brother Ben, I don't know if you know him. The manager in one of, he's so busy. He's a member of this church. Is that clear? They told him to go. I told him they would give him an interview. He mailed the money and they sent him his green card. Is that not supernatural? When you are in your right place, whoever is given authority there in that right place, when that person speaks, heaven and hell, they comply. Because that is an appointed place. And that person there is an appointed person for God, of God, in the appointed place. Amen? If you go to your place of work, you have your overall boss. Is that not so? They take the final decision. Regardless of what the junior managers want to take, whatever the overall manager says, that's what stands. Amen? God's a good God. That's why if a junior manager wants to fire a worker, even though the senior manager can stop it, he cannot. Because it's the choice of that junior manager, he's in the appointed place, he cannot stop that junior manager from firing that person because that is not a good worker according to their own perception. Is that clear? You will not be fired in the name of Jesus. You'll be promoted. Amen. God's a good God. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13. Note this passage in your Bible. Very important. Stop wasting your resources. Stop wasting your time. Stop joining wrong prayer groups that does not bring answers. Do you hear what I'm saying? You know? Pray, go to the right place so that your request can be met. In the right place, you don't struggle. It's true that you will have challenges. Everywhere have challenges. It's part of life. Every challenge in the right place causes your faith to build up. Amen? Causes your what? Your faith to do what? Build up. It's like a family. You are married, you have children. It's a challenge in a family. What do? Everybody rallies around, and that time of rallying around, it bonds the family together again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 12:13 says, take heed to yourself that thou offer not thy burnt offering in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes. There thou shalt offer thy burnt offering, and there thou shalt do all that I commanded thee. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Who will choose your appointed place for you? Is it you or your partner or your neighbor? Who will choose it for you? God. You will know in your spirit that you are in the right place. Hallelujah. God has a chosen place where your spiritual life is ordained to blossom and flourish. Amen? God has an ordained place for you where your spiritual life will do what? Blossom and flourish. Where your burnt offering will be acceptable to God. That particular place, if you get out of that place, then issues about will be grounded. But if you are there, you will be blessed. It does not matter what that place may look like, how small or big. But to you, it is special because that's where God has ordained for you. Amen? In the place where the Lord has chosen, it is the Lord who chooses the place for you. There, you will naturally flourish. God's a good God. When you are planted in your appointed place, you will succeed. Psalm 92 verse 13. Psalm 92 verse 13 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In your appointed place. In your appointed place. The man of God will speak a word and healing will come. Amen. Amen. The man of God will speak a word and what will happen? Healing. Deliverance will come. Everything that is meant for you that the enemy has held in bondage will be what? Release. So long as you follow the divine instructions given you. There was one time we were doing deliverance here. A pregnant lady came. The Lord told us to tell her to fast from 12 to 3. But she went home because she's a very strong Christian. Started fasting from 6 to 6. When she appeared before us, the Holy Ghost said, I can't set her free because she violated my instructions. I said, how? He said, she violated the fasting period. We told the lady, sorry, we can't help you. Go back, fast 12 to 3, and come back. Is that clear? When you are in your appointed place, when divine instruction comes and you obey, no power in the pit of hell can oppose it. Amen? God is a good God. Your God is a good God. Your God is a good God. Now, when you are in your appointed place, you are like a tree planted by God in that place. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, that they might be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. When God plants you in your appointed place and you remain there, you will always glorify God as you obey divine instruction. Amen? You will be like a sweet-smelling savour to God. Every time God visits you in your appointed place, the glory of God will come upon you and your life will be ordered aright. Hallelujah. The Lord will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies in your appointed place. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life in your appointed place. Hallelujah. 10 will fall at your side and 10,000 will fall at your right hand side in the appointed place, and none shall come nigh you. The arrows that fly by day shall not come nigh you. The arrows that fly by night shall not come nigh you. Why? Because you are in your appointed place. We have a covenant of exemption that the calamity and the atrocities and the snipers and the killing and the issues of darkness that will come around in the dark hour will not come nigh you. We have a covenant of exemption in this ministry that none of the evils of the dark hours shall come nigh you. We have a covenant with God that there shall be no premature death. You are supposed to fast the last week of the month. There will be no premature death in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we continue to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. If God prepared a table before you in the wrong place, the enemies will come and eat it up. But if God prepared a table before you in the right place, the enemy knows that you have divine authority and they cannot dare come in. Hallelujah. God's a good God. God is a good God. Your God is a good God. We should yield and allow the Lord to plant us in a house where we truly belong. And there you will abound and flourish. I'm showing you a little bit of the secret to divine success. Amen? This secret to divine success is following divine instructions. Amen? So let us locate our place of worship. Locate it. If it is here, remain and abide with us. Amen? If it's not here, God help you. Look for that man, that woman, that place, so that you can flourish there. God's a good girl. Because when we get saved, God assigns us under shepherd. Do you know that? When you get saved, you're not saved by mistake. God knew you'd be saved before the earth was formed. Is this clear to us? And God assigns you under a shepherd who will teach you and nourish you and cause you to excel. Amen? I'm aware of a lot of people who have tried other churches and they came back. Some tried other churches, they didn't come back because they don't like the pastor. They say it's too skinny. I don't know. What I'm trying to stress in effect is this. When you are in your appointed place, no power can overshadow you. Amen? God's a good God. God is a good God. Your God is a good God. Your God is a good God. So abide in your appointed place. Abide in your appointed place. It is also important that you will locate who your pastor is. Amen? Locate who your pastor is. Every house of fellowship has a shepherd. Amen? Your shepherd will watch over you day and night. They will pray for you whether you are there or you are not there. Your shepherd, the man or woman God has placed over you, will be concerned about your affair at all time. Amen? He or she will stand in the gap with prayer for you. He or she will be concerned about your issue and will speak to you nicely and sometimes harshly and sometimes will instruct you. Amen? So you must locate who your pastor is, whether it's a he or a she, and I get located to that person. Amen? So you must locate your place of investment, your place of work. You must locate your place of worship, and you must locate who your shepherd is. Praise the Lord. You must locate who your shepherd is. Under your appointed shepherd, you will be following divine instruction and you will excel. When you see your shepherd, listen, when God assigns you to a shepherd, You should know the difference between friendship and being a shepherd. Is this clear to us? There's a fine line. I'm very good with doing that. You might be my friend, but when you come to my role, I shift you. I just go in the spirit and get done what I want to do, and then I come back. Is that clear? You cannot see your shepherd as your friend. Your friend, two of you can mess around. Is that clear? Two of you can hide to do secret things. That's your friend. Amen? I'm your friend when we're doing spiritual things. But I'm your shepherd. When it comes to being a shepherd, I push all those things away. I occupy my role. I look into heaven, receive divine directives, and give you divine information. Is this clear to us? You must be able to separate friendship from your role as a shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I do that a lot with my children, my daughter, my sons. Maybe we get too familiar and they begin to do certain things. I say, sit down. I'm your father. And this is what I want. It has to be done. I turn my back and walk away. That's the way it is. You must be able to define the line. Are you hearing me? I had a boss. She's gone back to her country now. All of us, some of us know one white lady that used to come here. Many of us were here then. Sister Velma. Yes. She was my boss. And when she came, she was so harsh on me. I studied all her corners. I know how to get her. When she said, do this, I do it. She would shout, yo, okay, how do you want me to do it? After doing all, there was nowhere to conquer. We became friends. So if my job is falling short and it's time to do supervision, she will call me a week ahead and say, oh, Jacob, have you done it? Bring your job. We will see that we'll do it together. And then when it's time for supervision, it's just a breeze. So we became friends. I started praying for her. I did deliverance for her. She told me, "Say, Jacobs, you are my friend. Plus, there's a difference. When we're at work, you must do your job." Which is true. Is that clear? So I didn't disappoint her at all. When it's time for supervision, I always do my work. I make sure. So for 5 days' job, I will do it in 2 days. And I will use the other 3 days for the ministry. She's aware. I tell her, oh, it's okay. Oh, are you going? Okay. So far, when I call you on the phone, pick up. When they call you, pick up. I say, thank you, ma. What am I trying to say? In your appointed place, you will find favor. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. In your appointed place, what will you do? You will find favor. Sometimes God might put you, what you think is not your appointed place, but he will put you on a hot seat. Listen, your promotion is next. Where you are is a preparation for your promotion. Yes. Are you hearing me? Your appointed place. God knows how to choose your appointed place for you. God's a good God. I pray that all of us that are not married here, God will give you the right husband in the name of Jesus. Amen. I've met men and women who are now afraid to get married. You talk to them and say, no, please. Don't go there. God will lead you to your right husband in the name of Jesus. Amen. God is a good God. Look at what God told Jeremiah. God spoke through Jeremiah the importance of having the right spiritual leader. Jeremiah chapter 3. Verses 15 to 18. Jeremiah 15, verses 15 to 18. It says, and I will give you shepherds. Everybody say shepherds. According to my heart. According to who? It says, I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Then it shall come to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says the Lord, that they will say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord. It shall not come to mind, nor shall they remember it, nor shall they visit it, nor shall it be made anymore. And at that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. No more shall they follow the dictates of their evil hearts. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have chosen and given to them. What is the Lord telling us there? When God gives you leadership and you find out who your pastor is, the Lord, through that pastor, through that shepherd, will give you divine instruction. Amen? We teach you. We help you. We correct you. And what happens? You begin to blossom. You begin to excel. Things that look difficult to others becomes easy for you. Because God will always give divine inspiration up as per your case. God will always give a rhema word, a word for the now, as it affects your situation. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Your God is a good God. Your God is a good God. You must also identify your sent prophet. What did I say? Your sent prophets. Your shepherd is different from your prophets. Is that clear? But you are blessed in this ministry to have both a shepherd and a prophet. Amen? A shepherd will teach you and guide you, while a prophet will always rescue you from danger. A prophet does not think before he speaks to your situation. A prophet speaks by inspiration. As you are speaking your challenges to him, the Holy Ghost gives him a rhema word for your situation. Amen? Most of the time, when your prophet speaks, he doesn't tell you, oh, I'm going to pray about it. No. As your situation arises, there is divine unction released from him, released from her, as solution to your situation. Amen? Your teachers will give you instruction. Keteku is one of the best teachers we have here. He will give you instructions. He will give you principles. Amen? Your shepherd will guide you. A shepherd always stays in front while the sheep is behind. Amen? While a prophet stays a lot more with the Lord and hears from him, and the Lord will give him, tell him what is going to happen for the now, and tell him issues about the people, about the town, about the nation, and cause him to travail and to pray and to cause the hand of God to move. God never does anything on earth without first of all telling his prophet about it. Locate your prophet, amen? I hope you don't locate one of those prophets that will tell you your bank account, the color of the underwear you are wearing, the color of your house, the number of your house. All those are rubbish. Does that bring solution to your challenges? No. Amen? Any prophet that tells you about your problem and does not tell you the solution, does not help you with the solution, is a fake. It's a fake. Amen? Because God can never tell you, oh, you are a sinner. Jesus cannot come into your heart and I just tell you, oh, you are a sinner, then we walk away. What will happen? The Holy Ghost will come grind your heart. You feel useless. You feel down. You look at everybody. You feel like hiding. Why? Your conscience will be grounded by the Holy Ghost. What will that cause you to do? To repent. And there will be revival in your soul. So whenever the word of God comes through a prophet, it is always to revive. It's always to deliver. It's always to exalt. It's always to what? Promote. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you sitting there? Are you sitting there? Yeah. So you must locate the appointed place, your place of work. Amen? You must locate your appointed church. You must locate your appointed shepherd. And you must locate your appointed prophets. Praise the Lord. I have my prophets. Amen? But most of the time, I don't allow people to tell me, thus says the Lord. I don't allow it. I have a big say in me. If God is going to tell me something, there's no reason why I should tell you to tell me. Because I'm available. Amen? I'm not saying revelation about things that could happen. That can be done. But if it is the next level, God does not need to tell somebody else because I'm always available. I'm not you. Don't say that to yourself if you are not mature to that level. Is that clear? Somebody tell you now that I had a dream, a vision about you. You say, oh, forget about it. No, no, no. Go on your knees and kabash. Do it and grind the powers of the enemy and bring their efforts to zero in the name of Jesus. Go to your closet. Take the scriptures and stand. It is written. Every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I shall condemn. Surely they shall gather, but because they are gathering against me, Son of God, all that gather for my sake shall do what? Fall for my sake. 1,000 will fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand side. He shall not come nigh me. He shall not come nigh my household. He shall not come nigh my business. He shall not come nigh anyone that is under my sheepfold. You stand your ground and say, no, it cannot happen. Praise the Lord. God's a good God. God is a good God. One time they were threatening to kick my wife out of job. And can you imagine that? Where I eat my grounded rice, potato, amala. So the revelation came. I said, okay. We started praying. The person ended up being sacked. I'm very revengeful when I have the opportunity spiritually. Is that clear? Physically, I'm very simple. You can offend me and go free. But when we come to spiritual, in my place of call, hey! In trouble. Don't touch my sheep. And I will not touch your own. Satan knows that. But I can touch your own. If they give their life to Jesus, they are no longer yours. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet. God is a good God. So where should you locate? Locate your appointed place, your place of work, your business. What career has God given you? What skill? Then the next one is locate your church. Because that's where you can offer your burnt offering, pay your tithes, and give your offering. And then God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Amen? Appoint your, locate your shepherd who will guide you. Amen? Your shepherd will guide you. A shepherd always stays in front of the sheep. A shepherd never stays behind the sheep. Is that clear? A shepherd, any devil, every committed member of this church, any devil that wants to first of all attack you, they must come and knock on this altar. And when they knock, I will say, yes, 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 yes. They will know the knock. They know the answer. Amen? Now that God has declared us overcomers, they are gone forever in the name of Jesus. Amen. All you got to do is live a holy life. Live a holy life. Read your Bible. Pray. Amen? Pay your tithes. Love your neighbor. Amen? If you feel, forgive people. Amen? Walk in honesty. Walk in integrity. When you come to church, you are not coming because of me. Neither, although I am coming to, actually, I'm not preaching because of you. I'm preaching because I'm called. Is that clear? I'm not preaching because of you. No, 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 no. I'm just doing my job. A car does not move because you are the one driving it. No. A car moves because it's meant to drive. Is that not so? That's how it is. So when you come to the house of the Lord, come with an open mind. Amen? Oh, I don't like that person in your church. You know, we did that. No, no. Forget about them. They are in the wrong place. Lift up your hands. Ask God today to redirect you. It's never too late to be right. Ask the Lord to direct you. Ask the Lord to direct you. It is never too late to be right. Wherever you may have gone done wrong, even your right place, you may have done something wrong. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to bless you. You must identify your appointed place of labor. You have to. You must locate your appointed place of worship. You must locate your appointed place of, locate your appointed shepherd. And you must identify your God-sent prophet who will deliver you out of trouble. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Say after me, say, Father, I come to you with an open heart. In the name of Jesus, lead me where I should go. I will not lean onto my own understanding. In all my way, I acknowledge you. Direct me. Direct me. Help me to be a part of what you are doing. In Jesus' name. Amen. We are blessed. Let all the overcomers sit down like they are blessed. Praise the Lord. God's a good God. Your God is a good God. Your God is a good God all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Tell your neighbor, say, you are blessed. Say, this is your year of blessing. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, your struggle is over this week. In the name of Jesus. I want people who really believe it to get up and tell at least three people. Not people close to you. Tell them their struggle. Say, your struggle is over this week. Those who don't believe, they can sit down. Tell your neighbor, your struggle is over this week. Your struggle is over this week. Your struggle is over this week in the name of Jesus. Your struggle is over this week. Your struggle is over this week in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated.